This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
All right, it works.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We can talk about Namron's new porn career.
Yes.
Timothy, you act, huh? My first porn.
What are you making sure?
Picture.
Yes.
Raw and gritty with all that.
Raw and gritty.
Yeah. With all that sweat and all.
Let's wait for my hems to heal first.
Definitely, I'm not going to watch his porn. Raw and gritty, nobody wants to see that, but you never know.
You know I'm already recording, can? All right. I'm Wah Pagan, Apke Pagan. You're listening to At The Movies. I've got some great guests with me today. Bront Pallare, Namron,
hi.
And Timothy Castillo.
Hello, hello.
All of them responsible for the great movie 1-2 Jaga. Now, Ian and I have seen this movie and we can't stop talking about it. If only because it's so rare to see a Malaysian movie, one, that shows and doesn't tell, and two, that is so subtle in its execution of an important storyline. So before I get into the nitty-gritty, I want to ask where the story came from and how did you guys come upon the story?
Oh, that would take like another 3 days for us to finish.
I've only got 15 minutes, man.
I'm going to let Namron share with you.
Okay, I met with some police, the ex-police, interviewed them, you know. They told me the story, you know. And then I got a story from a migrant worker, you know. And then also we interviewed them, you know, they share their story.
So, Namron, why did you feel that this was a movie you had to make?
This movie is important to our society because this is something that we live. This issue is something very close to us.
At some point, you would have realized that telling the story and getting it out in Malaysian cinemas would be a hard one, right? Because of all the restrictions we face with LPF, with FINAS. I mean, this is a story that doesn't portray anyone in a good light. Ian and I were talking about this movie and we were like, well, we were like, actually, no one's an angel in this film.
There. Yes.
Howla.
You know, having slight charm help a lot. So I think at first, like any other process, it's about the intention of making sure people understand what you are trying to do. And that's what we worked so hard on at that time, at the initial stage. We kind of like try to convince them, wait. Because the first reaction was no. From PDRM, outright no. No way you guys gonna... So we had no choice, but please, you know, give us a couple of minutes. Let's trash it out. And eventually it turned into, all right, that's not bad. I think we can work together as long as you guys are okay with the stuff that we don't want to see or being portrayed or being shown or things like that. And then it turned into, you know, how is he going to follow all the SOP? And at the same time, he's a bad cop. So if he's someone bad, he doesn't follow the rules, obviously. So then it comes into the half-half. And after that, we get our offline. We didn't like it. We went out to get financing. I went to Philippines and I met this great guy. And I brought as a souvenir. I brought him back as a souvenir.
You brought Timothy as a souvenir for the Malaysian market.
Yeah, for the Malaysian audience and also for Namron. It's like, yeah, we have new angle to play. And once we get everything together, then it made a lot of sense to other people as well. So the first batch was Paolo Bertolin. He recommended to Udine. Udine saw it, loved it, and said, okay, we're giving you guys opening night at Udine for your world premiere. So that's how it started. And then LPF were like, okay, let's go through it again.
Once you have a world premiere overseas, then FINAS will be like, come,
we need the KPI.
Timothy, what What convinced you to join this project?
Well, this...
Other than Brontla dragging you to Malaysia.
Probably the premise of the script. And slightly because Bront forced me to.
No, loved KLCC. He wanted to see KLCC.
Yeah, yes. You told me that.
Yes.
So I was like, Timothy, if you help me doing this movie, I'm going to take you to KLCC in Malaysia. What? Yeah. Serious, Bront? Yes, come on, let's do it.
Corruption. And I was like, yes, please.
I hope he paid you actual money as well.
Enough to come by.
Namron, in your decisions in directing this movie, in showing KL, you show the alleyways, you show the construction sites. Not once do you decide, I'm going to show KLCC. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about showing this dark side of KL.
The story itself is telling about, you know, the dark side of the, you know, KL. You know, that's why I choose something that I don't want beauty shot. No beauty shot. We agree before we shot the film. The story also something that, you know, dark. You know, it's corruption. It's not something beauty.
I thought there were some moments that was beautifully shot. Not beauty as in aesthetic.
Yeah. Theory. Beauty shot is something like, you know, more to meaning shot.
I think the climax in the rain was beautifully shot.
Yeah.
I think from the moment the truck pulls in to the fight in the rain was just very dramatic and very beautiful.
Yeah.
But KL itself isn't how it is depicted in most Malaysian movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's not even a drone shot of KLCC. The story of the two immigrants who are working in Malaysia, and I guess the story of that little family that they have in the construction site.
Actually, this come from the story that I heard, you know, like I said before that I interviewed them. And then some of the story is come, you know, we already know the ambience. So it's something that, because maybe I'm not work in the office, you know, I in the field, you know, I meet people. I got that, you know, I got that feeling, that ambience, our family. Actually, one of the immigrant worker that told me the story is she came with her husband. Her husband is illegal immigrant worker. She have a permit. You know, and then they say that they want to go back to the Indonesia, so they use a middleman and they fly by flight go back without no passport.
Wow!
I'd rather take a different budget and scale for that movie.
I was just gonna say Malaysia boleh lah, semua pun boleh. Yeah, that is insane.
Yeah, okay, like too.
This movie is a hard sell, guys. In the Malaysian market, we seem to like our horror films, and we will, you know, give it 37.5 million or upper.
You sure? I'm very optimistic. I think our audience is matured enough. Maybe the impression, it seemed like a very dark, gritty, slow movie, but it's not. It's fun. It's funny as well. It got some action in it. Yeah.
It does have all of those things, but what are you doing to convince the Malaysian public that they need to watch 1-2 Jaga? I mean, God knows I'm doing my best.
Yeah, but to prevent Namron from going into the porn industry, which is like,
okay, so
became the headline of the day today.
I think we need to talk about this headline. Namron, what's going on with you and porn?
No. Because when I scroll my you know, IG, my Twitter, you know, I saw many of, you know, the netizens, you know, they say that this is a great movie, they're waiting so long, this movie, but they don't come to the movie. They just said, you know, support us.
Biasa lah. Yeah. Everyone will tweet, tapi no one will buy tickets.
Yeah. So I just said that if they support us, they go to cinema and watch this movie. If not, I will do a porn because nobody want to. Because I say what they expect me to do. You know, I trim down my scale. Like, you know, I like art film. You know, it's very, you know, very brat lah. Art brat they call. So now I reduce. I try to put some entertainment inside this. You know, the pacing is lebih laju. You know, quite fast pacing. You know, it's not my ordinary style. So I think this movie is actually, you can enjoy the movie. But if you don't come, don't try to come and watch the movie, you don't know. You boleh layan or not this movie.
And Namron has spent so much money that he'll have to earn it back by doing porn.
not him, me.
No, it's only joke.
So much money,
they
not Namron.
They took it very seriously. Yeah. You know? It's just joke.
It was
in
jest. But for me, it's not because supporting us. I think it's about them. Because we're not making... We already had our fun. We travel festival. getting two thumbs up from Mat Saleh, the adoration, the praises, whatever. We already had enough with that. We're okay with that. We're pretty much fine with the movie. But I think what's most important is for us to share with them.
Yeah.
And it's not about supporting us. I don't think it's about supporting us. It's about giving them a chance of savoring on a new dish that never been done before. And if this doesn't work, won't be done again ever, because nobody gonna make a movie like this.
The last thing we do on the show is we never tell people, hey, support lah, because it's Malaysian.
Yeah.
It's always about supporting something because it's good. Go and watch it because it's actually worth watching lah. Exactly. I know your money, it's hard earned, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't support something for the sake of supporting it.
Don't support me just because
Yeah. I agree.
Supporting, there's no fun in it.
If anything, One Two Jaga is a very unique Malaysian story, because it is a truly Malaysian story that hasn't been seen in cinema before. Timothy, I was going to ask you, this is a story that works in the Philippines as well, right?
The concept of corruption is very universal. So
it was featured very heavily in your last movie, Ma Rosa.
Yes. I think it may or may not exist in some countries. But if there's corruption, there's something bad that's going to happen afterwards. These scenes with the police, and then these scenes with the other immigrants, it also happens in the Philippines as well.
The interesting thing about the way you've portrayed your cops in this movie, and that for me was the best part, because nobody was preachy. Nobody, at no point did any one of the characters go, eh, don't do this because it is bad. Like, no one spells it out.
Oh, we got that.
Because we know, can,
anyway.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We know. And I think that's what makes the story work so well and flow so well. Something that Ian and I pointed out in our review was, of course, for the Malaysian market, you have to put all these title cards because everyone needs to be punished, can?
Yeah.
Was that something that was in the international release?
No.
So it was just for the Malaysian market, lah?
No, but it's also, We're still trying to get the ambiguity across.
Which, that's what you need.
Which is like they got charged, but it's not like they're going, you know, just because you get charged doesn't mean you're going to be convicted guilty or what, you know? It's just charged for this particular act or penal code and things like that. So we are like, let's have it this loose, you know, we tie it up, but let's have it like very loose. So yeah, things are still going on in the court. So just because, you know, you get into a, you know, it become a case, it doesn't mean you're going to lose all the time. So it's still, there's still ambiguity within that context.
One Two Jaga has been open for a day now. It opened yesterday.
Yep.
How is it doing? Do you get a report?
In certain state, kind of weird, because we were quite well received in Kedah. Maybe, you know, my hometown, they're like, yeah, anak Kedah doing, yeah, it's our, probably some from Perlis coming to Kedah as well. Wang Perlis ni, Wang Perlis.
Yeah. Go, Perlis, go.
But response in terms of people who came out from the cinema that gave us the optimism that hopefully we can go in really strong for the weekend, because if they miss the weekend, I'm not quite sure if we'll be there next weekend.
And that would be a waste, because this is a movie that you need to see in cinemas.
And not only that, we are not going, you know, we're not going to be screened on iFlix, nor Astro First, nor RTM, nor Hip TV, or any of the Media Prima channels. So Please don't do like Kuala Lumpur. After 3-4 years, somebody just tap on my shoulder like, do you have a copy of Kuala Lumpur? We didn't intend to turn it into a small screen. It wasn't shot for that. So this one is also the same. It wasn't done for small screen experience.
You know what? You've got a long weekend. You've got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's a long weekend. Plenty of time to go to the
best
cinema.
Part of the plan.
Exactly, right? Exactly. Go catch One Two Jaga. And Amran, before I let you go, I've got to ask you about Adi's truck.
Okay.
We love the truck.
Okay.
Because for me and for Ian, the truck is like the A-team van or the Starsky and Hutch
iconic,
car.
Right?
It's iconic. It's like got that stripe going on. Yeah, yeah. Just where did that come from?
It's come from art department.
Right.
Art department to show me. Yeah, you know, the truck. I saw the truck. I love it. Because the truck have a character.
That is important for me.
Oh, that's that was a great decision from the art department, lah.
Yeah, we got like great art director. He was in Anak Merdeka as well, yeah. And he was involved with a lot of big project. So, an old friend of mine, his name's Mazlan Zulkifli. We call him Black. So I had to beg him, like, I don't have much money, but do you mind coming along? And like, all right, let's do this. So we were lucky to have him actually, and he brought in a lot of stuff that helped elevated the movie to the next level actually. So lucky Namron as well.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for making such a great film.
Thank you.
Go catch 1-2 Jaga. It is in cinemas right now. You have a long weekend to do so no excuses. You can watch The Nun afterwards. There's plenty of movies to watch and plenty of time to do it.
I concur.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Right, Free Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.